I'll give you a case that happened with me. Well, hi. We're thinking of cases of our past of people that worked for us and they didn't do a good job. I'll tell you a case that happened to me that I had, or a job not the way you wanted. I'll give you two cases that happened with me. One case is I printed a sefer once. I said I wanted 60-pound weight paper. And they printed the sefer on 50-pound weight. Right? It's not what I asked for. A second case happened was I told someone to build a sukkah like my friend's sukkah. And it was my fault, I wasn't clear. And I meant that he had like 2x8 panels, which aren't so heavy. And he built it for me with 4x8 panels. Right? It's not what I had expected. So it was my fault there. But suppose I had said, you know, I want 2x8 panels, and he made them 4x8. He didn't make them the right way. Right, those types of cases. Right? Anything like that ever happened to you?
All the time.
A house repairman. He said he's going to paint the house grade A paint, and he uses grade C paint. Right, he uses inferior materials. So, what happens in cases like this? They happen all the time. So we start with a Mishnah in Bava Kamma. Hanosein tzemer letzava. If someone gave wool to a dyer to dye, v'higdicho yore. And you know the way you used to dye, you take the wool and you put it into a big pot over the fire, and you put the dyes in, and he left it in too long, and it burnt it. It burnt up the wool. So the halacha is nosen lo demei tzimro. You have to pay the value of the wool. Now we're not going to talk about that case. Those are cases like we spoke about a few times ago, where you gave an animal to a shochet to shech, and he killed the animal. Right? He made it in the veila. Right? So in those cases, we said that in a case where the worker damages the thing he was supposed to be fixing. So there we said the halacha is he's always going to be chayiv to pay the damages unless he is doing it for free and he's an uman. And certainly you don't have to pay him wages for that. But the second and third case of the Mishnah is tonight's inyan. You gave him the wool and sava kar, he dyed it ugly. The Gemara explains he used second class dyes. He used the bottom of the barrel dyes. He didn't use the grade A dye. So then what do you do in that case? So then imashevach yeser al yitziyah, right? He did something, it's now worth more than it was just raw. So if the improvement is more than the expenses, nosin lo es yitziyah, you give him the expenses. Ima yitziyah yeser al shevach, if the expenses are greater than the improvement, nosin lo es shevach, you give him the improvement. That's a typical din of yodo ala tachtona. Right, the worker has the lower hand. Since he didn't do the job according to specs, he used inferior materials and the product is inferior, he only gets the smaller of either the improvement or of the expenses. We'll give exact numbers soon. Let's go to Adam. You'd ask him to dye it red. Bitzava shachar, and he made it black. Shachar, you wanted a black dye. Bitzava Adam, he made it red. Rabbi Meir says, no sin lo simro. You can say, I don't want any parts of this. Just give me the value of the wool back, and I'll buy new wool, and I'll ask someone else to do the job right. We don't passen like him. We passen like Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, imai shevach yeser al yitziyah. If the improvement is greater than the expense, same as before. No sin lo as a yitziyah. You give him the expense. Bim yitziyah say al shevach. If the expenses are greater than the improvement, no sin lo as a shevach. You pay him that lower amount of improvement. The Gemara then brings a brisa, has a similar case. You gave wood to a carpenter and said, make me a chair, and he made a bench instead. Make me a bench, he made a chair. So we have the same machlokas as Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda, just like the case of you want it dyed red and he changed it to black or black and red. And then the Brisa concludes, though, if you said, make me a nice chair, and he made a grade B chair, he didn't put it in enough brackets, he didn't make it solid. So in that case, everyone agrees he has the lower hand. This is the Gemara. It's Paskin and Shulchan Aruch. And let's think of well, let's use the case, the numbers that the poskim use, and we'll talk about a machlokes and poskim that I have on the second side of the handout. By the way, this svara over here is, you see at the end of the first page, the Gemara in Bava Metzia that we spoke about a few months ago. Right? There's the din of yored. Right? Why do I have to pay you anything? I didn't want a red sweater, I wanted a black one. I didn't want it with the inferior dye, I wanted a good dye. But the answer is, you took my raw wool, suppose I hadn't asked you to do it, and you just came to my house and you took my raw wool and you dyed it a color I didn't want. And instead of being worth $10 now, it's worth $17. Right? So I have to pay you like a yoreg, right? The Gemara in Bava Metzia says, Kuf Aleph says, that if someone goes into someone's field without permission, plants trees there, and it's a field that you wouldn't normally plant trees there, it's Shalom Bashos. So Rav said, he has the lower hand. He estimated how much his expenses were, he estimated how much the improvement there was, and he gets the lower amount. So same thing over here. I gave him this raw wool to dye, and he messed it up. So he didn't do what I wanted, but it's no worse than if I hadn't told him anything, and then the halacha is that he'll have the lower hand. Right? This is the din of yored. But there's a machlokes on poskim, how exactly you measure the improvement. You have a question? Oh. So, let's talk about a case. The case is, we use this $10 worth of wool. If you had done it the way, and I'm paying you $10 to do it, I'm going to give you $10 for your expenses and your wages, and if you had done it right, it would have been worth $25 to me. I have $10 worth, I pay $10, and if the job's done right, I can sell it for $25, it's worth $25. You did it inferior, and it's worth less than $25, more than $25, you did it different. So we have to see the value. Another factor I want to put in here is that the minimum wage, paying a minimum wage person to do this, it would only cost me $8 of expenses. When I'm paying you $10, that's because you're a good worker, you're paying a kablan, you're being paid to do the job. So I'm paying you, I'm giving you that $2 above the regular minimum wage that I would give to a hourly worker. Right? So once again, the wool's worth $10. The expenses plus minimum wage, including minimum wage, would have been $8, and I'm going to give you $10 to give you a little bit of extra profit. And if you had done the job right, it would have been worth $25. Now, the simple way of figuring out what to pay, and this is the way the Shulchan Aruch paskins, the Shach agrees with that psak, the simple way to do it is like this. Right, you did the wrong color. The right color would have been worth $25, or the right type of quality dye would have been worth $25. Now you made it worth only $17. Right? So what's the improvement in this case? Well, originally it was worth $10. Now it's worth $17. The improvement is $7. What are the expenses? The expenses we said are $8. The shachos that you include based on Rashi says in Avodah Zarah, part of the expenses are minimum wage of what it would cost someone, an hourly worker, to do it. So the expenses are $8. The improvement is $7, so I only pay you $7. I give you the minimum amount. If it's worth $22 now, so then the improvement went from $10 to $22, the improvement is $12. But the way the expenses are $8, so then I only have to give you the $8. Right? The Sach says if it's worth $25, so my change didn't cost you anything, you could just sell it for $25 and you add the same thing that you wanted, so then you have to pay me the full $10 that you agreed upon. Right? That would be the simple way of understanding it, and that's the way the Shulchan Aruch and the Shach paskins. However, the Rush and the Tosfos bring a Yerushalmi, which the Ramah brings and the Sma agrees with and the Nesivos agrees with, and they say that's not the way you should count the improvement. The improvement is really less than that. Because if you had done the job right, it would have been worth $25. Meaning, I had $10 worth of raw wool here, and the job being done right would have made it worth $25 minus the $10 I'm willing to pay you, so I really had a $15 value of wool here, not just a $10 value of wool. You look at what the improvement would have been over the cost of the work. So according to these poskim, if it was
that he would have paid him $10 an hour instead of $8,
no. The $10 is staying the same. But the improvement has to be greater, not greater than 10, but greater than 15. Because if he had done the job right, and it had been worth 25 now, I would have $15 worth of wool here because I pay 10 to get it up to 25. Right? So I would have had 15. So we have to look at the improvement of what the guy did over the 15, not over the 10. As you add the, or another way of saying it, you deduct from the person's wages the amount less than what it could have been worth. So Nafkamina's, if he made it 17, right? He went from 10 to 17. So the improvement here, according to the Nesivus and the Ramah, is only 2. According to the simple way of understanding, it was 7. Because you just look at raw wool as 10, and he made it to 17. According to this way of looking at it, you have to look at what it would have been worth. And it would have been worth 25 minus 10 meaning 15. It would have been worth 15, my share of it, and you only made it worth 17, so I only have to give you $2. The question, I was going to ask the other question, how can you take that into consideration? Because we have the din of Yoreid, right? The din of a Yoreid, and this is the postman's question. Well, the din of a Yoreid is, if someone goes into your backyard and plants trees over there or paints your house, all these cases we spoke about, you estimate the improvement of what it was worth beforehand and now, and you pay in the difference, period. And you don't start
but
you're giving him a little, but in that case he's getting his full improvement value. And we don't say, well, he did an inferior job. If he had done a class A job, it would have been worth more, so let's deduct that. And whereas over here we say, we don't just look at the initial value and final value, we look at the value, what it could have been. Why is this different than a case of Yoreid? Right, so that's one answer that's the answer the Sma gives. Actually, the Rosh Hashanah already gave it. Tosfos, the Rosh gives that answer, is that there's difference. When I give it to you to do a job, so then I could start thinking that this is what it's worth to me. If I'm not planning on painting my house, so then we can't say, well, if you had painted it grade A, it would have been worth that much more because I wasn't planning on painting it. So whatever improvement you did, you get paid for. One other answer given is like a knas. I paid you to do a job like this and you messed it up, so you're not going to get the full improvement. We're going to give you a knas for that, and you're going to get the improvement minus what it could have been worth. What could have been worth. Okay, so let's take some cases. Let's take a look at this mezuzah case. Right, the mezuzah case is a trick. Right, we were talking before, you order mezuzahs, you order a sofer to write mezuzahs, and 5 years later you find out that you said you want a mehudar, and then your son becomes a sofer and he looks at them and says, the yud's b'diyeved, the chas b'diyeved, the tes is b'diyeved, everything's b'diyeved about it, and you know it's not really worth what you wanted. So are you going to say the same thing? Well, I paid $25, I wanted a $25 job, and now it's worth only 10, so I have to give him the difference. I have to keep him, and he has to give me the difference. By the way, the Shulchan Aruch Paskin said if either one of these parties doesn't want it, right, the owner of the wool says, I don't want this wool, I want my money back, just give me the value of the wool and you keep it. Or the dyer says, I don't want such a small amount of money, let me keep the wool and you know I'll pay you for the wool. So they can't do that. It was a takana that you have to accept this split in value. This payment. There's no way out of this payment. But this is a trick question, because if the sofer is writing the mezuzahs, well, let me give you another case. And we're going to use this, I'm going to have like 7 cases like this. Alright, I'm making a simcha, and I want to have a bris challah, big challah. But I want to have it yashan so everyone feels comfortable eating it, and I have the flour, so I give the flour to the neighbor to bake it. Okay, that's one case. Or forget that, they have the yashan flour themselves. So I say, here's $10, make me a bris challah, and it comes out that it's just a plain old challah, or they made 100 rolls out of it. Right, so if if I didn't give them the flour, and yeah, they were providing their own flour, so that's not employment. That's a sale. Right? This whole case here is talking about employment. I'm hiring someone to work for me, so then we have a din. If he's working for me, he's improving my field, he's improving my wool, I have to pay him something. But if he's using his own parchment, he's using his own ink, and he's writing the mezuzahs for me, and here he gives it to me, and I look at it, and I say, this is in Mahudr, this isn't what I paid for, he can't force me to take it. I don't want to buy this, this isn't what I ordered. And same thing, if they come and bring me this challah and it's not what I wanted, it's burnt, it's not burnt, it's, you know, it's not the way I wanted it, so then I could say, look, that's not what I ordered. Right? That goes into the dinim of sales. And in the din, when you buy something, the rule is, as long as it's a minhag medina, it's a normal thing. Right? You can't say, well, I wanted it, you know, 12 inches high and 30 inches long, and it's 11 and 7/8 inches high. Right? It has to be normal. If it's something that people would normally care about, so the rule is, you could say it's a mekach to, so I don't want it, I don't have to pay you for it. If it's, you know, within range, so then you have to take it. We just have to overlook things sometimes. So when the worker is using his own materials, we spoke about this by Baltolin. We said that there's no misu Baltolin when a worker is using his own materials because he's selling you something. He's not a worker. He's selling you the mezuzah. You don't have to pay him that day. You have to pay whatever the minhag medina is to pay, but there's no misu saseh to pay your worker on the day that he finishes the job, because he's not your worker. He's a salesman. He's selling you his product that he made for you. There's no difference if he makes it for you, or if you know, someone in Taiwan makes it and they bring it over and they sell it to you. Right? So any case where you're buying something, it looks like you might be hiring someone to do the job for you, but if it's really their materials and their work and they're just bringing it over to you, so that's not tonight's year. That'll be hopefully next year. We'll do the halachas of buying and selling. That'll be nekach memkar. So that's number one.
Case of Yared was when he used the balabas. He used the balabas' stuff.
He's using balabas, and then you could say Yared.
Come in and plant his own trees in his field.
That's my field. It could be his trees, but it's my field.
Even though he brought the seeds.
That's right. But it's, you improved my field. I have to pay you for improving my field. But if you didn't do anything to my property, what do I have to pay you? I say, I don't want it. Yared only comes into play when it's my field, my wool, my something, my wood that you made into something. Then you can say, I have to pay him, improve my property. But if you didn't touch my property, so then the whole thing doesn't start. Well, that we did that a couple months ago. They were talking.
Mezuzah
is a sale, right? So that was a trick question. And my case of the paper that I said in the beginning, I hired someone to print a sefer and uses the wrong way paper. That's also that's not tonight's year. That's a sale. He's selling me a sefer. He's selling me. I gave him the information I want to print it, but he's selling me that sefer. It's not. He's not using my materials. Okay. So that's the first thing we have to make sure we're talking about a case of employment. Now also, okay. We already said if it's not that he didn't do the job well, but he ruined the stuff that was, we spoke about a few weeks ago, then he has to pay damages. He certainly doesn't get paid, right? He made the animal into an nevela. He burnt the challah that I want. You know, so we're talking. I gave the wheat now for the. I gave the flour for the yashin challah, and they burnt the wheat. Or the Shulchan Aruch says a case: whenever anyone picks up the bread, it crumbles. Right? You can't. It's unusable. So then he has to pay me. The worker has to pay me for ruining my flour. Right? That's also not, we're not talking about that tonight. A third thing before we get to the case we're talking about, if you notice the cases of the Mishnah and the Braisa, they're talking where the wool was red instead of black, it wasn't inferior dye instead of a good quality dye, the chair was a bench instead of a chair or not such a good chair. But suppose I gave them the wood, make me a chair, and they made me a shtender. I gave them the flour to bake me a challah, and they made me cake. Right, so there also, the poskim say that I could just say, look, I don't want that at all. You can't make me take it. And, well, look, it's worth more than it was. The roll, it was worth $10. The shtender's worth $15. Pay me the $5. I didn't want a shtender. Keep the shtender and pay me for my wood. I'll buy new wood, and then I'll get someone who understands English better, and they'll do the job right. Similarly, if the thing you made has no value, this is the case where I went to the Brischali, you make rolls. If it has no value, so then also I don't have to pay anything. I mean, the case I saw in this it's an English book from Diane Vauxhall in England. He gives a case that you hired a tutor to teach your kid a bar mitzvah parsha, and when it came to the bar mitzvah, you found out that he taught the wrong parsha. Right? So, you know, he says, look, I spent this whole time, and the kid knows it, but it's not going to help. He's not, you know, he's going to be bar mitzvah a week later. So he says, in that case, you can't say, okay, but what would it be worth if I don't... He said you might have to pay him for teaching him the trap. You know, that's a skill that he can have, but you know, that's not worth anything. Or you to hire him to paint your house, and he paints the house next door. Look, I, you know, that's maybe, but you know, it's not worth anything to me. It's not worth anything. So in that case, also, we're not talking about that a case. And then he says, the Nesiva Sacher who we've been using, he says, suppose he did something different, but it's still worth the same amount. Right here we're talking, you know, one did a brischala like this and he made it like that, he would sell them for the same amount. Or, in case I was thinking of, you hire a tailor to hem your cuffs, and you want cuffs and he made them straight, assuming the value is the same. Right, he can't make him cuffs anymore because he cut it off. Right, so there, he didn't do what I said, but the value is the same. So we don't say, well, I'll get off the, you know, the pants were worth $10. If they'd done it right, they would have been worth $25. His wages are 8 plus the 2 profits, or at least I'll just give him the 8. No, you have to give him the full $10 that you're planning on it, because the final product is worth the same. If it's not worth the same for some reason, so then you can talk about it. He brings a tshuva, which you probably will not like. He brings a tshuva that someone borrowed a sefer from a friend of his. He borrowed a sefer. And the borrower is too heavy to carry around. Let me go split it in two, and I'll bind it into two separate volumes. And he gave it back to the lender. Here's your sefer back. You know, it was too heavy for me to carry. I split it into two. I bound it, and you know, it's fine. And then the lender says, I don't want it like that. And now I have to guard two svarim. Or if I'm learning one sefer, you know, they do this nowadays, you know, they break up, they make the newsprint, and you, they say, look in Perig, Lamed Aleph, and now it's three volumes later, so you have to carry around five svarim. He says, I like it all in one volume, so I could look it up back and forth. So this tshuva, he brings a Vayan Avram, Paskin said, it's worth the same. Those aren't good tainus, it's worth the same. And therefore, he says, if you would hire someone to bind your sefer, and he decides to make two chalakim out of it, you have to pay him the full price. Yeah, he's saying it's like the cuffs, right? Yeah, I personally think it's a good taina. I think one volume sefer is worth more than two svarim, even though they sell for less. But to me, it's Yeah, I know, but if you want to look it up, and it's a sitter. Right, it's a sitter. I suppose it's a sitter, right? He split it up from Kabbalah Shab weekday to Kabbalah Shab.
So there maybe would be. There's a case where
okay.
Would say one.
Okay, so you're right. You have to see. And I think that would be the halacha in this case I said in the beginning of my 4x8 and 2x8 sukkah. Right? I think a sukkah with 2x8 is worth the same as 4x8. You know, some people like the one, and some people like that. I don't think there's a difference in sales price. So if you hired him to make the 4x8s and he made 2x8s, I think there also he would have to get the full pay. You have to just check to see what the market price is. So that would be the halacha there. Now, if the baker used, right, we'll go to this case of the baker. He took my flour and he used inferior quality oil, and he made the brischala, but it doesn't taste so good because it's old oil. So that's when we have this halacha that we're talking about. Right, then we would say, I gave him $10 worth of flour. If he had made the challah right, fresh, with good oil, it would have been worth $25, and I was paying him $10. But now, by making it with inferior oil, it's worth $17. So then, according to the Shulchan Aruch, we'll say, well, it was $10 worth of flour, he made it worth $17, I pay him $7. According to the Ramah, we'd say that, yeah, but it would have been worth $15 to me, and he only made it worth $17, so I only give him the $2. So, to review, let's just review with, I think we covered the other cases that we spoke about. Right, so, we'll talk about brischalas, If I ask someone to make a bris challah for me and they're using their own flour, that's not tonight's shear because that's a sale. That's not employment. And I can I don't want it. I refuse it. I don't want this. I didn't order this type of challah. It's not what I wanted. For whatever reason is, as long as it's within reason. If I give him the flour to bake and he burns the flour, that was 2 weeks ago shear. Then the halacha is that he has to pay me for the flour. I certainly don't have to pay him. He ruined it. Right? Unless he was doing it for free and he's an woman, so then he doesn't have to pay me. If he made cake instead of bread, a completely different thing, that's also nothing to do with this mishnah, because the mishnah was talking about cases where he made a chair, a bench, red wool, black wool, black wool, red wool, good wool, bad wool, good dye, bad dye, but at least it was the same thing. But to make something completely different, you know, he made something out of the flour, he made glue out of the flour, something completely different, even though it's worth more, I say that I don't want that. Just give me the money and I'll buy different flour and do it again. If it was no value at all to me, even though it might have some intrinsic value, but to me it's not worth anything, he made the little rolls, I had plenty of those, I needed you to make the bris challah, so then you don't have to pay anything for that either, I'll find someone else. If the value is the same, the challah, it's a bris challah, but it doesn't look exactly the way you wanted it, or it's a different type, there's two types they sell, they make egg ones and water challahs, and he made a water challah instead of an egg challah, the other way around, and it's the same value, so then you have to pay him the full amount. The Mishnah is talking in a case where he used inferior oil, where there's a difference in value. So that's where we would have this machlokes between the Shulchan Aruch, the Ramad, the Nesivos, and the Shach. Whether you estimate the improvement from the base value, the base value is just the value of the raw wheat, or you look at the potential of what this raw flour could have become, and you have to measure off of that. So that's the halachas of Yoreh.